This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another live edition of the Alex Jones Show. Hard to believe that it is already Thursday, the 19th of June, 2003. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have the lawyer for the original plaintiff in Roe v. Wade coming on the show in the second hour to talk about, well, attempting to force the neocons and the neocon Supreme Court to reverse Roe v. Wade and stop any further killing. There's already been 54 million children murdered in this country. And you can rationalize all day long. You can try to make excuses all you want, but it is murder, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be discussing that in this historical case. In the third hour, I've got one of these rock stars coming on who is against the war and the lies and the propaganda of the New World Order, who's associated with Greg Palast, and their television blitz, Ads with a Conscience. We'll be discussing that in the third hour. A bunch of news from around the world, but I also want to cover a couple stories I never got to yesterday. One of them is Zacharias Moussaoui saying the government had prior knowledge of the attacks when he wants to address Congress. Also, Senator Orrin Hatch takes aim at illegal downloading, wants the government to have a back door into your computer to have a hack system running. Total violation of every canon of a free society. And a Newsmax story I never got to that has quotes out of UNESCO's founding documents that Bush has just signed on to. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, where they say the family must be destroyed. Now, I have the Calhoun Reader, the desk reference for those going to be social workers at the University of Texas, so they have this at many other universities. It's the standard textbook, the Calhoun Reader, where they say the family must be destroyed, that the family belongs to the age of barbarism, that their job is to destroy the family. Now, how could any of you have your kids in the public school and make excuses when they admit it's about destroying the family? And how could Bush sign back on to an organization that Ronald Reagan got us out of when Charlotte Isherby was the head of policy at the Department of Education? And, of course, they've implemented all the plans in it, but now they're signing back on to it to give it more funding. So that's coming up early in this hour as well. Also, Bush threatens Iran with actions to halt its nuclear ambitions. Think about this. Now, they said, the neocons said they were going to invade Iran, Syria, Iraq, North Korea, and now they're going to do it preemptively. World War III, folks. We'll get into that. North Korea makes explicit threat. Regime warns of immediate physical retaliation in the event of a U.S. blockade. Powell appears to shrug off the statement. Also, minister warns of Euro vote civil war. Eighth night of unrest in Iran, encouraged by the U.S., not by the U.S., but by the bankers. And we will continue also with the covert war in Iran. And we'll get into the U.S. options for North Korea run from bad to worse. And we'll get into panel probing September 11th request of documents. And, of course, what Zacharias Moussaoui said. DARPA has a new brain interface system they want to create for the military with the microchips. This is from Defense Science Office. It's all coming up. Big show today. Also, Camp X-Ray Father, anger at execution plan, Paxil ban for 18 and under in the UK and Ireland. And, of course, now it turns out that Ritalin is highly addictive. causes drug abuse later in life. We'll be right back. It's all coming up. Big show. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Introducing the best air purifier in the world, the Aeronizer Air Purifier. Is not a filter, and there are no messy plates to clean or replace. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen from the air that you're breathing. There are no moving parts, and it's ideal for odors and allergies. It works for just pennies a day with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week continuous action. Made of the finest materials, it has a 2-year warranty on all parts and labor, and the Aeronizer kills bacteria and mold. It works in the way that nature does, in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Cooking odors are gone in seconds, and pet odors are removed before they become annoying to your friends and family. Cigarette and cigar odors are no problem for this purifier. It leaves the air fresh and clean. For more information about the Aeronizer, call toll-free and tell them you heard about it on Genesis.
The toll-free number to call is 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, it's Thursday, the 19th of June, 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and Infowars.net. And we do have the lawyer who is representing the woman who was the plaintiff in Roe v. Wade. She's now a Christian and is against abortion and has a right to have the case reopened by the Supreme Court. That's in the second hour. In the third hour, we'll be talking about what some of the left-wingers are doing, starting to wake up to the New World Order and the real paradigm. So you'll want to stay with us for that. And, of course, we'll have open phones throughout the broadcast. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. I want to get into UNESCO saying their job is to destroy the family, the UN group that Bush just signed back onto. I also want to get into what Orrin Hatch wants to do with your computers, having the government having a backdoor into all your computers to destroy them whenever and however they wish. Absolute violation of the Fourth Amendment, and the government even says it will violate its own hacking laws, but they're going to go ahead and change those. And Hatch just isn't talking about this. A bill's been proposed, I saw it last year, to do this. And really the big news is that the neocons, PNAC, the Project for New American Century, the think tank founded in 96 by Bush's cabinet in waiting, said they want World War III, global domination, global empire. They use these terms, a new world order. They called it imperial mobilization in another paper. They said they needed terrorist attacks, large attacks on the scale of Pearl Harbor or larger to get us behind these endless wars. Well, now the globalists have gone into Iraq publicly to get the oil and to have Iraq as a military base to launch into Syria and Iran, and now they're doing it. Now they're saying they're going to do it. And now they're trying to push the psychopaths in North Korea into striking us first so they have a pretext to get us into World War III. And people will in a primitive fashion will shift into mindless groupthink, will worship the government during this World War III period, and will willingly give up their liberties en masse unless we expose who the terrorists are and how they've set this thing up and point people their own public documents where the globalists planned all of this. They just know that most of you don't read white papers by prestigious think tanks. But more Americans are beginning to learn of PNAC. I've been on liberal and conservative shows from Louisiana to Oklahoma to New York to California to Idaho, to Florida in the last week or two, and everybody's calling in, bringing up PNAC to me. So there is an awakening taking place to the confessions of these criminals. And that's what it is, to premeditatedly say, we need terrorist attacks against America to get the people behind a war for global empire, to get the natural resources, and then to come out and say that it's not about natural resources, that it's not about global power, that it's not about weapon sales, is a fraud and is a lie and is a massive racketeering conspiracy. And it's public. And now Bush threatens Iran with action to halt its nuclear ambitions. North Korea makes explicit threat to nuke us. It's all coming up. You know, I didn't want to have to do this on the air, but I'm going to do it. And I know there's no way to address all the people that are doing this, but I'd have to do that on, you know, 20 shows to reach the entire audience because people tune in at different times. The whole audience isn't obviously there at one time. But, you know, I produce documentary films, and I tell people they can make copies for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. That means you can make copies of my videos to hand them out to friends and family. And nobody else that I know of does this. I do this because I really do care. I want to wake this country up. I want to defeat the New World Order. And because I do that, I don't sell as many videotapes, which is my main source of funding for my staff and what we do and funds to produce more films in the future. And to have cameras and computers and editing systems and all of that. And when I found out that a major Christian organization would only buy like 20 of my videos every couple months, and I knew they were advertising in major newspapers and magazines, and I kind of ignored it. I instinctively knew they must be bootlegging them and making copies. And then I found out because I get mailed copies of videos in different jackets and different sleeves with different stickers, saying, this video isn't high quality, there's a dead spot on it, return it. Send me another. And I had to contact them and say, where'd you buy this? Oh, I bought it from this person. Well, we didn't make this videotape. So I ordered from the individual, had someone out of another state order from them, and yes, it was a bootlegged video. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm going to start taking legal action against people that do it. And if the person doesn't take their ads out of newspapers and magazines, I'm going to talk about them on the air. I'm not putting up with this anymore. I'm not putting up with it anymore, especially when it's people that have a lot of money. I mean, what's really funny is this individual, this group, will order videos and say, oh, can we pay you later? We don't have the money. And there they are, and I've talked to people that have advertised in these publications, selling guaranteed thousands of videos, more than I'm selling, and they are then doing this to me. It makes me so angry because with that money, I could hire more people, get other editors to work on other jobs, have better computers, have better cameras, have a bigger budget, and affect more change and save this country. See, it isn't good enough to these people that I say make copies of my films for nonprofit educational lot for sale purposes. That's not enough. And I want to commend those that have gotten the films, have made copies, that have aired them on Access TV, that have gotten them out to people. I want to commend you. But anybody making bootlegs of my videos and selling them, report it to me immediately. Because I'm going to start taking legal action. Because I am sick and tired of the deception out there. And I tell you, a lot of these so-called Christians are the ones that will stab you in the back in a minute. Because they're not Christians. They're a bunch of profiteers, manipulators. And I, for one, am sick and tired of it. I don't want to get off into some big discussion of it, but I really do hope the listeners will get my original high-quality videos and, of course, Road to Tyranny on DVD. I hope that you'll get it from Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or from 888-253-3139, because these are great videos. So, of course, people want to rip them off. 1-888-253-3139. And I know a lot of you have been given copies of copies of copies of my videos, and they're not very high quality. If you're going to make copies of that fifth generation video, why not get the originals from me, support our cause, help us produce more films in the future, and at the same time make a high quality second generation copy? Because we do need your support here, folks. We've had a lot of growing pains, and we have just incredibly insane expenses for what we do. And I don't do what the other hosts do. I don't get up here and harangue you for contributions and harangue you for this and that, because I've recognized it so many times in the past. You know, I don't want to be seen as a Robert Tilton or something, but I've never talked about this. You know, our AM and FM affiliates pick us up, and then they get part of the commercials, and we get part of the commercials in a network arrangement. But when it comes to shortwave, I pay for it. I pay $7,000, $8,000 a month. I pay for it. And some months, we don't even make a profit. We go into the red. I've never talked about that on the air. And it makes me very mad. We do this to have an international outreach, to reach the world with the truth. And I do this, and I don't talk about it ever, ever on the air. And there are fat cat Christian organizations stealing from me. And they will pay me back, or they will be exposed on the air. Bottom line. Because, you know, I am just so sick and tired of it. I am fighting as hard as I can to defeat the New World Order. And these videos are mini printing presses. And that's why I authorize the listeners to make copies of them. And I want you to. And I want you to get them out to opinion makers. So please go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get The Road to Tyranny. Get The Masters of Terror. Get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get my book, Descent into Tyranny. Go sign up at Infowars.net for great internet service to help us pay the bandwidth cost that I never talk about. And help us reach out to the American people. All right? I mean, who else, when you go buy a Minority Report, does it say on the movie jacket, please make copies for nonprofit educational purposes? No, it doesn't. I do that. And that's not enough for these slime balls. Well, I know it's enough for you, and I appreciate you out there, but we do need your support. So go buy all my videos and buy my book and make copies of the films and do the right thing, because 90% of those that see the films are waking up and are having the blinders taken off of their eyes. And that, my friends, is very, very exciting. So please get the films. They're $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more. Infowars.com or net, or 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action now, folks. Get the films. All right, I'll come back and tell you about the World War three the globalists are setting up. UNESCO saying that your children must be broken up from the family. The family's the enemy. There's no doubt about their goals. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you a diabetic? Do you know someone who is? Well, here's some great news that can save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, Medicare and Medicaid may pay for your diabetes testing supplies. And if that's of interest to you, you need to know about RTEX Medical. We'll ship your diabetes supplies right to your door at no cost to you, and we work with Medicare and Medicaid and even most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits. Call now to confirm your eligibility. 800-419-2335. Again, we are RTEX Medical, and our commitment to you is to save you time, money, and hassles on receiving your diabetes testing supplies. There are no membership fees, no shipping costs. We even file all the insurance claims, so call 24 hours a day. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
All right, my friends, Alex Jones back live. And one more note about the people bootlegging and selling my videos, ripping me off. You know, I'm not going to talk about any of these people on the air. I'm just going to sue them. And, you know, I've sued people before. I don't make a big deal or public deal about that. But on other issues, I'm not going to sit here and take this type of garbage from people. Their deception, their lies, their corruption. But I am certainly just angry about that type of stuff, because I have worked so hard to fight the New World Order. And so many of our problems are in the so-called alternative media. But that's just the nature of the world as things get more and more corrupt. Let me cover what UNESCO had to say, and this is important. We've got to expose UNESCO. It says, strangle this monster in its crib. That's the headline by Phil Burnin, Newsmax. Now listen to the propaganda in this article. Unless Congress regains its modicum of sanity, they're not insane. They know what they're doing. They want slaves. They're not insane, Phil. Unless Congress regains a modicum of sanity, the United States of America is about to rejoin an organization dedicated to the destruction of the last vestiges of Christian civilization. For reasons inexplicable, the most sensible Americans in September 2002, an otherwise sensible President George W. Bush told the United Nations that the U.S. will rejoin the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO. A wild-eyed bunch of President Reagan abandoned in 1984, noting that it was utterly corrupt and that the U.S. had no business being a member of such a group. Now, wait a minute. I was on a talk show last night with Charlotte Israby in Oklahoma City, and she pointed out that she tried to get us out of it, but that they only got out of it in name and stopped funding the UN itself, but the Department of Education funded the exact UNESCO handbooks for the schools and the administration and for the National Education Association's policies. So it's really always been here. Reagan just tried to get out of it, and it at least didn't fund the UN side of it. To Reagan's credit, but of course, George W. Bush, the New World Order promoter like his daddy that he is. I mean, listen to this article. An otherwise sensible President Bush, you mean sensible when he tried to block arming the pilots when Barbara Boxer was for it? You mean the sensible president who's for blanket amnesty and open borders? You mean the sensible president that blocked Dan Burton's committee investigating Pardongate? George Bush protecting pardoning the convicted cocaine dealers and money launderers? You mean the George Bush that says he's going to re-sign the Clinton assault weapons ban and add a bunch of bans, including a ban on all semi-automatic shotguns? You mean that sensible president? Come on, neocons, quit acting like he's some conservative or something. He's a New World Order puppet. And it says most Americans are blissfully ignorant of the insidious nature of the crowd of one-world paganistic pseudo-communists and real ones who are bound and determined to create a New World Order, establish a New World Order religion of tree worshipers that supplants and scorns Christianity and Judaism. Well, where does Bush go? He goes to Bohemian Grove. They worship the trees. I got them on videotape. They worship Moloch. I mean, come on. Promotes abortion worldwide, seeks to capture control of schools and school children, and is in the process of transforming national and privately owned property in the U.S. and elsewhere into its greedy hands. It says, consider this gem from UNESCO's own policy report, a 10-part series for teachers published in 1949 under the title Towards World Understanding, asserted that, quote, one of the chief aims of education today should be to prepare boys and girls to take an active part in the creation of a world society. But government schools must stamp out love of country, and the family must be viewed as the enemy. As long as children breathe poisoned air of nationalism, education world-mindedness can produce only rather precarious results. As we have pointed out, it is frequently the family that infects the child with extreme nationalism. The school should therefore use the means described earlier to combat family attitudes that favor jingoism. So there, they call the family a disease. They say it's got to be gotten rid of. And I have the Calhoun Reader used at UT today. I don't know about your college, but it's the big standard desk reference for people going to be school teachers or social workers. It says the family must be eradicated. It belongs to the age of barbarism, the state for the future. Right out of Brave New World, right out of 1984. Of course, Huxley's brother was Julian Huxley, the author of 1984. His brother later became, the author of Brave New World. Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, became the first Secretary General and Director of UNESCO in 1946. So, Brave New World's what they want to do. Drug the kids, all this garbage, it's what they're doing. We'll be right back, and we'll cover World War III.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide electrical energy across our great nation, but during an accident, would you be prepared? Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most
accident. But your business doesn't have to. Call GCN today and get more customers tomorrow.
Welcome back, folks. You know that the lady who was known as Roe is now an older woman and Christian and believes that what happened was wrong and that abortion is wrong, and has the opportunity, because she was a plaintiff in the Supreme Court, to re-enter that case and try to overturn Roe v. Wade, which is great news. And we have her lawyer joining us who's brought forward the new brief of the Supreme Court. In the next hour, we have several other guests as well. Coming up in a few minutes, Bush threatens Iran with action to halt its nuclear ambitions. North Korea makes explicit threat. Regime warns of immediate physical retaliation in the event of a U.S. blockade. Powell appears to shrug off the statement. Oh, yeah, the North Koreans attack us. They'll get us into a war and pose as our saviors during this World War III. When Bush told us the new war would last 100 years, multiple generations, he wasn't lying to us. How do we stop all these preemptive attacks on countries? And of course, once they overthrow the thugs, they'll just put in thugs that are as bad or worse in many cases. And of course, we're going to take your calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. 800-259-9231. And your calls and that news about World War III are coming up here in just a few minutes. Right now, I want to bring one of our great sponsors up with great products, with a couple of new wonderful offers and new products. And that's Jim Shepard from New Millennium Concepts. Your body is 70% water, and you're being poisoned through the water with herbicides, pesticides, chlorine, all the other trash, MBTE. Why not take control of your life? Why not take the Big Berkey Challenge or the Berkey Light Challenge and drink clear water for a month and then try to drink tap water? Believe me, it'll be a life-changing experience. Water is life. Jim, good to have you on the show today.
Hey, it's good to be on, Alex. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing all right, Jim.
Good. Alex, we've got a couple announcements to make. You know, a lot of your listeners and callers have been calling us up saying, when are you going to get the fluoride reduction filters available for the Black Berkey filter elements? We've been working on it. We had one little glitch that we had to fix. But we're here to announce that we've come out with the fluoride and arsenic reduction filters. That was the one area that we just couldn't get the volume in on the Black Berkey filter elements. You get a couple hundred gallons, and then we start getting an analyte breakthrough on those filter elements, and it drops down to...
Well, let me stop you, Jim, because for those that don't know, they put fluoride in the water, sodium fluoride, not the good fluoride, calcium fluoride, but sodium fluoride is a byproduct of aluminum plants from World War II. They had this toxic waste, so they started putting it in the water, claiming it was good for us. It's been proven to cause sluggishness and brain damage and bone fractures, mainstream, hundreds of major universities, absolute fact. Fluoride, it'll do thousands of gallons, cut out the bacteria, the herbicides, the pesticides, but fluoride is well known to go through basically everything. It's almost impossible to stop. No other filter even says they can do it. You've now got these special filters that will do that, and so I want to make it clear, this... The Black Berkey is a revolutionary system, cuts almost everything out but that fluoride. Why is fluoride so powerful? Why does it cut across almost any medium?
Well, it's the reason why it's so difficult to extract, Alex, is because you need a large amount of media to extract a very little amount of fluoride. And that has been the problem. That's why we just didn't get the results with the black Berkey that we wanted. We put as much of that in there as we had room for, but we only got a couple hundred gallons of reduction out of it. And so we really need to have something that you can replace. And that's these are replaceable cartridges that, you know, when they're spent, then you throw them away and you get a new one. And but your black Berkey filter element keeps on filtering water. And the special that we're going to run, and this is going to be just for through the end of this month. It's not going to extend beyond that. But for folks who have already bought a Berkey light, the set of two filters is $49 for the fluoride and arsenic reduction filters, and we're gonna do a special where we're gonna do four of them. For those people who already have the filters, I'm figuring it right now, is for $73.50. So in other words, on that second set, you're getting half off on that. And we're going to do that through the end of the month. Now we also have a special for people who do not have a Berkey light system and want to go ahead and get one. You buy a Berkey light. And with two PF two filters, a set of two for $49, we'll go ahead and throw an extra set in there at absolutely no cost at all. So you'll get actually four PF two filters for the price of two.
Now, for those that don't understand, the fluoride filters go over the black Berkey filter.
Well, they screw onto the stem, and so the water is going to go through the black Berkey purifying elements first, and it's going to clean all the junk out of it, and then it's going to go through the post filters, and it's going to attack specifically the arsenic and the fluoride, and then it goes into the lower chamber that holds your purified water.
So the filters go up on top of it.
It's a post filter. Actually, they go on the stem. They screw on the stem of the filter elements, and they hang down in the lower chamber.
Jim, I know you do exhaustive testing. How long will these post filters work to cut out the fluoride and the arsenic?
Okay, a set of two is going to go about 1,000 gallons, and so folks, you can determine how long they're going to last by how many times you're refilling your chamber each day.
And for those that don't know, how many gallons do the big black Berkey filters do for the pathogenic bacteria, the chlorine, and all the rest of the garbage?
Each one of those filters is going to do 2,000 gallons, and so you're going to have 4,000 gallons of filtration. And under normal use, they're going to last for 2 to 4 years. A set of two of them will. And if you're filling the chamber up about three times a day, they're going to last for about 2 years.
Okay, and the Berkey light, for those that don't know, has an array of LEDs in it. It's see-through. It sits up on a big base. It can run all night. It's got rechargeable batteries inside of it. You're coming out, of course, with a small solar power unit that's inexpensive that goes with it that will recharge the lights during the day. You've just got a bunch of different products, potassium iodate in case there's any type of nuclear release. I know the Comanche Peak power plant's now been shut down in South Texas, had a big crack in it. Hardly any news on that. I mean, we're on the edge of this all the time. You've got potassium iodate, the best brand, medical core type, at a very low price. You've got portable sports bottle filters of the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. How do folks call to take advantage of all these specials, Jim?
Okay, they can reach us at 888-803-4438. Again, that's 888-803-4438. And Alex, there's one other special that I want to offer to your listeners. We only have 20 of these, so the first 20 are the ones who get it. As you know, we have the bug detector, which detects if somebody's placed a bug on your line or if somebody has picked up an extension and is listening in on your line. The retail on those is $149. We're going to do 20 of them for $125. And we're going to include either two sport bottles, two potassium iodate, or mix and match it. And that's a $227 value for $125, and we've got 20 of them. that we're going to do that way.
Okay, 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. And folks, take advantage of the filters. And if you want, go check the prices of these at the stores. You're paying, in some cases, half of what you would. Jim is the big national distributor, and we're proud to have him as a sponsor. And I bought products that came from Jim through middlemen years ago. And I would suggest you take advantage of going to the source to get these. And the new Berkey Light is made in America, by the way. 1-888-803-4438. Jim, thanks for coming on.
Always a pleasure, Alex. God bless.
God bless you, buddy. All right. Now, again, we have several guests coming up, and we're going to take your calls at 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Now, I want to recap this briefly. Bush and his cabinet, Cheney and Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz in 96, before they were even talking about running for election, founded the neocon think tank Project for a New American Century. And they penned essays, white papers, where they said we need America to be attacked with a Pearl Harbor-style attack or larger by terrorists for imperial mobilization to set up a new world order. And they said the attacks are needed. And they said it's going to be an endless war. We can get the natural resources. We can invade everybody. We can take over the world. We can set up a police state here domestically. As long as we're in a war, the people will support the government. They'll support the government while they take your pension funds, while they take the veterans' health care, while they take your guns, while they open the borders, while they do all of this, while they institute Patriot Act 1 and 2, while they build giant prisons that they profiteer off of. They went into Iraq, paid off the Republican Guard, opposition imploded, now they're setting up a dictatorship, taking over the free press, confiscating the guns. They will, in the cities, they will, the government will appoint 300 people who then vote for who the leader is. So I go out and tell my people who can vote, and then they go vote for me. I mean, it's crazy. And now that's not enough for them. All the lies about how, oh, it's just Iraq, oh, it's just the weapons of mass destruction, oh, we don't have any plan to go into Syria or Iran, when they have their own documents saying they planned 2 years ago. This is from the London Times. Bush threatens Iran with action to halt its nuclear ambitions. Now, Donald Rumsfeld gave them the reactors on the board of ABB, the Swiss company, as he was the bag man in 83, transferring the chemical and biologicals to Saddam. President Bush issued his starkest threat to Iran yesterday, saying that the world would not tolerate its nuclear ambitions, close quote. Days after infuriating Iran's ruling clerics by cheering demonstrations in Iran cities, Mr. Bush suggested the U.S. would act rather than allow Iraq's neighbor to develop a nuclear capability. Asked if he was going to stop Iran from building a bomb, Mr. Bush said it will be dangerous if they have a nuclear weapon. He said the international community must come together to make it clear to Iran that we will not tolerate the construction of a nuclear weapons in Iran. Now, Iran denies that this is happening. They say it's for peaceful purposes, and U.S. and British companies have helped give them the technology that they do have. Officials in Washington says that the U.S. will not act unilaterally against Iran. Dan Bartlett, Mr. Bush's communications director, told The Times that Iran was an issue for the world body, for the whole world, unlike the route to increase pressure against Iran would be through the U.N. Security Council, he said. So one likely route to increase pressure against Iran would be through the U.N. Security Council. Now, Bush, a couple weeks ago, was at the G8 meeting, and the whole G8 said, yeah, we're for you attacking Iran if need be to stop them producing nuclear weapons. But then you look at who's helped give them the systems that they can now claim are being used for nuclear weapons. Now, I have no doubt that Iran's trying to produce a bomb. I have no doubt, in fact, it's admitted that North Korea has the bomb. But our government acts like they don't. They've got to stop them from getting one. They had a bomb 6 years ago. Now, according to the Federation of American Scientists and the Associated Press, Pyongyang, North Korea, can produce 100 nuclear warheads a year, and China gave them the technology to perfect their intermediate range missiles, some of which can hit the West Coast, and Alaska, they shoot them over the pole. And so now they've been enabled, they've been empowered, and the globalists don't care. In fact, by threatening to invade, and by Rumsfeld releasing his invasion plan of North Korea 2 months ago, now North Korea is freaking out, threatening everyone, massing troops. This is crazy, folks. This is a massive escalation. And boy, try criticizing the government when they're in the middle of a war with North Korea and Iran and Syria, and they got a national draft in place. And of course, terrorists will conveniently carry out attacks. The government will be doing that, of course, per the Northwoods plan, to get everyone behind the war during this period. So, in Paris, two women and one man set themselves on fire. They were among 100 demonstrators who had gathered near the headquarters of the DST, the counter-espionage service, demanding the release of a leader of the National Council of Resistance of Iran, which was the target of a police sweep on Tuesday. Self-inhalations were also attempted by Iranian protesters in Hamburg and other German cities. You know, it takes a lot for somebody to set themselves on fire. And I don't think it's a good thing to do, but you talk about desperation to do something like this, and some are injured, others are dying from this. There's now inhalations taking place in Iraq. They know if they shoot somebody, that'll be turned against them. And so they're just setting themselves on fire and committing suicide because they're in so much pain. They're so enslaved after 12 years of bombardment and genocide and DU salting of the earth with depleted uranium. And they've made all this a left-right debate. Oh, the liberals are against the war. No, Chucky Schumer and Hillary Clinton and all the big socialists, Dianne Feinstein, were for the war. Just like they're for UNESCO, just like Bush is for UNESCO and the UN taking over our schools. Just like Bush is for the assault weapons ban. Just like Bush is for open borders. But they have all these neocons on the radio going, look at these liberals against the war. No, the liberals are for the war, you dirty beatniks. It's the fringe on the right and the left that really are the populists in this country that see through these lies. I mean, look at Bush signing on to UNESCO. I read this earlier. This is from UNESCO's 1949 official document, their charter, a 10-part series for teachers, published in 49 under the title Towards World Understanding, asserted that one of the chief aims of education today should be to prepare boys and girls to take an active part in the creation of a world society, but government schools must stamp out love of country and the family must be viewed as the enemy. As long as the children breathe the poisoned air of nationalism, education and world-mindedness can produce only rather precarious results. As we have pointed out, it is frequently the family that infects the child with extreme nationalism. And Bush signs on to this and massively increases its funding. And you call that conservative. Just like the assault weapons ban. Just like all of it. Just like protecting those involved in Pardongate. Just like the open border. Just like the supercomputers of China. The reactors in North Korea. By the way, the transfers are continuing in North Korea as we speak. Got to build up that enemy.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are recleanable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Are you willing to speculate in today's market? Options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclay Financial. Right now, we're recommending the purchase of euro currency call options. The budget and trade deficits are going through the roof. The dollar is dropping worldwide. Could the euro be poised to move higher? We think so. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call Barclay Financial right now. Call 1-800-914-3223. That's 1-800-914-3223.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Remember that Knight Ridder News Service headline a few weeks ago, neocons call for the New World Order? And the article mentioned, oh yeah, the neocons are the fourth international atrocity. They decided to become conservatives in the 50s, years after Trotsky's death, and they want a New World Order. They want your guns, by the way, but they're conservative. And now the neocons have said they want to invade 62 countries in a 100-year war and a national draft. And, oh, this country's got weapons. That country's got weapons. Sovereign country after sovereign country getting hit. Now they're getting you ready for more invasions. And they say, oh, more terror is coming. Continuity of government's taking over all the other governments, state government, local government. We're going to federalize your cities, have a national draft. We're going to take your lives over. Well, in my film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, we cover continuity of government, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, executive orders. That's about 50 minutes, 60 minutes of the 2-hour and 40-minute film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And I hope that everyone will order the film, folks. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the original films, make copies, get them out to your friends and family. Let's talk to Dan in Illinois, then Spencer in Ohio. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Alex?
Fantastic.
Let me throw this by you. What if North Korea is a complete decoy? What if that leader, whatever his name is totally in bed with this regime?
Well, we know he's in bed with the communist Chinese, who are in bed with the globalist So when you say regime, I mean, Bush isn't even a regime. He's a front puppet, just like Clinton.
Oh, yeah, whatever. The organization.
But no, North Korea is the real deal. They've been armed. They're psychopathic. They're pure evil as it gets.
But what about this? Just a scare tactic? They don't have any resources. They don't have anything to take, you know, taking that country over or whatever is not going to. But in the meantime, there
well,
isn't
that's
any.
Not, Dan, that's not true.
What?
The Iraqis laid down, special forces infiltrated British and U.S., paid them off in gold bars, euros, and dollars. That's now admitted before the war,
right.
During the war. With North Korea, whenever they catch one of their police boats in South Korean waters, everybody takes cyanide. They're totally mind-controlled.
No, but I'm saying is they don't have the resources to steal from, like, the Middle East. You know what I mean?
You forgot that they're one of the biggest opium producers in the world. and the CIA likes to deal smack, don't they?
That's what I'm saying. I just think it's a diversionary tactic because, in the meantime, they're genocizing a bunch of people, which is their plan too at the same time. You keep nutrition away from them, you keep food away from them because they're threatening with the nuclear bombs and stuff. It's an excuse just to keep that thing going.
Well, I think that the globalists haven't really cared for the last few decades because Kim Jong-il and his daddy, dictatorships seem to have hereditary, you know, power systems. What do we have here? They are starving and killing 2 million people a year. Their population is dropping. They are a model country just like China.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that there's never going to be any attack over there. This is just keep the fear going, keep the diversion going. That's what
it's a good point, Dan. I appreciate the call, but they are going into Syria and Iran. Let's talk to Spencer in Ohio. Spencer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. Today is the anniversary of the Rosenbergs being fried.
Who, of course, were patsies. It was the Army that gave them the nukes.
So if you were president, you wouldn't have fried them back then?
Well, they were communists and they were little minions, but no, the government, as McCarthy found out, ran the communist system at a level above that, and our government gave the Russians the nukes and the weapons and the systems. So what I'm saying is the Rosenbergs were patsies.
Well, you think Wen Ho Lee got away with it? Don't you think he should be brought to justice?
Oh, come on. You know Wen Ho Lee was a patsy.
No,
that's
I
been
don't.
Proven.
Now, Operation Northwood, how did that survive if nobody knew about it?
It was declassified U.S. government plan to carry out terror. It's an admitted declassified plan, Spencer. U.S. government plan to carry out terror in America.
It's here, and Ted Anderson from Midas Resources wants to be sure you call right now and get yours today. It's the 22nd edition Blue Book of Gun Values. I love going to all the big gun shows, and now...